Hi, I'm Terry Griffith. I'm here with my co-host Steve Bogetti, and we're Bark Radio.
Hey Terry, so we've got at least one really stupid news story on the agenda today, don't we?
Oh, hell, I got lots of them.
Jeez. Are we going to start with the one with the guy at the top of
Yeah, the
the
food
food
chain.
chain?
Yeah. So some folks that listen to us probably have heard of Michael Vick.
Oh, perhaps,
Maybe a couple.
yeah. Oh, man.
If you haven't, just search it. And he's a football player slash felon who brutally killed dogs in dog fighting rings and made lots of illegal money doing it
Oh,
and
yeah. And
went to
he did some
prison
jail
2 years
time.
almost.
Yeah. And then the Eagles, in their infinite wisdom.
Took him back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And apparently, that's a good thing in the eyes of the President of the United States.
Yeah. And I think that he hasn't thought this one through. So President Obama decided to call Jeffrey Lurie, who is the Eagles owner, and congratulate him on making such a wise choice as to give Michael Vick a second chance at football.
Well, the guy should still be in jail, so that shouldn't have even been an option. And I've also heard recently that he's making noise, Michael Vick is making noise about wanting to get a dog.
Yeah.
I mean,
Now, part of the sentence was he couldn't own another dog for his life because it was
forever.
forever, because the crimes that he committed were that heinous.
Yeah.
But now they're thinking, well, maybe he's not such a bad guy.
What, because
No.
he plays good football?
Yeah, that
And one
exactly.
has nothing to do with the other. But now he's got wealth again and fame again,
Yeah.
apparently, and people who just like football and don't care what kind of slime plays it.
Yeah. Yeah,
Yeah.
I think one, I think that is a at least a tactical disaster for Obama because he doesn't realize, and you brought this up when we were just talking about it, that he doesn't realize how strongly dog people communicate with each other. So if he wants a second term as president,
And he loses all of the dog lovers' votes.
yeah, that's a big percentage. And you start
Yeah.
thinking about that going, oh,
Yeah. Yeah.
oops.
Not all dog people detest Vic, but most of them do, or a lot of them
I would
do.
say the
Yeah.
majority,
Yeah.
because if they know about it, if they know
Yeah.
what he did.
And if you seriously love your dogs and they sleep with you at night and they're part of your family, the idea of anybody running a dog fighting ring is just so despicable.
That's being kind, but
Yeah, it
yeah.
is. But we try to stay with our I started to say R-rated. I mean, oops, PG rated. At any rate, yeah, Vic's not forgiven, and well, too bad.
You know,
He did a really bad thing.
he did. I mean, just folks, just if you don't know about it, do a little bit of reading. These were horribly, horribly cruel crimes. This wasn't just the fighting. This was him torturing.
Torturing dogs.
And
Four-leggeds.
he
Sweet
yeah.
dogs.
Yeah,
Bad.
bad person.
Bad, bad person.
You know, and you can quote me on this, but he hasn't seen the last of a courtroom, in my opinion. He will do something else because he's got a youth record, him and his brother, because they're from Virginia, and
I
he's
heard
got a
that.
criminal record. He's not a good boy, ever.
And yeah, I mean, would be lovely if, 20 years from now we're proven wrong. That would be lovely,
Yeah, I'd hold my breath.
Yeah. I wouldn't. So at any rate, yeah, bad boo-hiss. Really bad move, Obama.
I think so. Whether you may not have voted for him, you may have it. That's not even what this is about. But
No.
from a political move, that's shooting yourself in the foot.
It seriously
Yeah,
is.
that's not good. Because dog people, they like their dogs.
Yes, we do, and we don't like people who are mean to them.
Okay.
All right, next, onward.
So this is a cool story that I just read about. It happened in Buford, Georgia, and I have no idea where that is.
Okay.
But a lady was out walking her beagle.
Okay.
And a man abducted her and forced her back to her home. She was in the general neighborhood,
Right.
pushed her into her bedroom, and proceeded to attack her with the intent of rape. At this point, we cue hero dog named Purple,
A beagle?
no,
No.
a pit bull, a blue
Seriously?
pit bull, comes in the room and takes the guy down.
Is this her dog, too?
This is her dog. She has a beagle and a pit bull. She was walking the beagle.
Oh, my gosh.
So the guy did escape, but they've got a great drawing of him.
And there are chunks out of it.
Yeah, he's missing a pound of flesh.
Good dog.
Because Purple did not appreciate what he was doing.
That's fabulous. Yeah. And, you know, here, once again, people, the dogs are the good guys.
Yeah.
And they will save you. And she didn't train that dog to save her life or save her from being raped. She just loved that dog.
Right.
And that's what they do. And the
dog loved her back. That's and so right. It's like, well, this isn't right, so I'm going to intervene.
You are a bad guy. Leave our house. Oh, that is so cool.
Yeah, that was a cool story.
I do hope they catch the evil doer.
Oh, they will. Sooner or later. Yeah. I mean, they're going to catch him.
Yeah.
Now he's got teeth marks, and they can forensically tie him back.
Yeah, but they have DNA.
Yeah, that's another good point. Swab the dog's mouth for the DNA.
Yeah. Follow the drip trail. Sorry. Good dog.
The other thing that I had seen, this is, we're recording this, it's just getting into 2011, but in December I've seen a couple of articles with a disturbing trend. And it was talking about the large number of cane corsos ending up in the shelter, especially in certain towns. And they were specifically in the Miami-Dade County, one of the articles was. Huge numbers.
Really?
And the speculation is, because of the way they look, for folks who haven't seen a cane corso, they look like a giant pit bull.
Right.
Well, pit bull being quotes. You've heard me rant about that. Right. But you know, they look like a fighting dog. The fact is that they're relative to the mastiff, and they're really just like every other giant breed, would rather sleep or eat a cookie than do anything else. It doesn't matter if you trim their ears or not. They don't want to fight.
Right.
So what appears to be happening is in the scum world of dog fighters, there's some breeders that are breeding these and selling them as fighting dogs, and then they find out that they're not. And so they end up at the pound, or just running loose. They're just doing a drop and release, get rid of the dog.
I swear. What dogs go through at the hands of human beings, it's just enough to make you crazy.
That's
outrageous.
I don't get it.
Now, I've never met a cane corso. I've met one cane corso in my life. But, you know, when you see trends like that, it's just crap. You know, what I do find very interesting is that they're just not fighting dogs. You can't make them fighting dogs. Yeah. So these sweet gentle giants are probably being put through a little bit of hell and then going out to the shelter and perhaps being euthanized.
Likely are,
yeah.
Especially in Miami-Dade County, because anything with a square head and pointy ears is a pit bull to them, and they'll kill it.
Man, it just makes no sense, Terry. I swear, another breed going down the hole because of human stupidity.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't even know what to do with that mess. That's just a disturbing trend.
I swear I don't know, even as much as we talk about it, enough about dog fighting. I don't know enough about the laws surrounding, you know, it is a criminal offense. But the biggest thing I don't get is why people do it. I do not understand the mentality of human beings who think it's amusing to force dogs to fight each other. I just don't get it.
Some of it, I mean, I don't claim to be an expert either. Observationally, what I've seen, it seems to fall into a couple of different categories. Either it's a cultural thing, so especially for Hispanics, if they've, you know, first generation, that's something their culture supports in Mexico. I don't understand that either, but they do. You tend to see it in the poorer neighborhoods. Mm-hmm. It doesn't seem to be race specific. It seems to be more financially driven than anything else. They're making money fighting dogs.
And who are the fools who bet on these dogs, you know?
The same poor folks can't afford to feed their family.
Well, you know, there aren't, as always, with really big, huge problems, nasty problems, there are no easy answers. But I guess, you know, just making the laws tougher and enforcing the laws is the direction to go with this stuff. And, you know, it was, even though it wasn't enough time that Vic spent in jail, at least he did jail time. And I think that a few years ago that would not have happened. So
yeah,
I think, you know, we make little pieces of progress. And I think the more, you know, the internet's so big now. That's one of the good things about bad people. More folks are going to know about those bad people and the things they've done. And that does have an impact, I think, on some level.
I hope. Mm. You know, you never know. I mean, some folks just don't seem to get it, even though it hits them in the head repeatedly.
Anyway.
What do we say? You can't fix stupid?
No, you can't. And it's rampant.
Unfortunately, stupid votes. So.
Seriously. Okay, so I have news.
You have news?
I do.
I hope it's good news.
I think it's good news. Wearing a slightly different hat, an additional hat, starting in January, there will be a new online magazine called Woofs and Wags, and I'm the publisher.
Sweet! Woohoo!
And it's going to be a quarterly mag, you guys, and each issue will have a theme, and the theme for the first issue is BSL. So,
good choice.
Yeah, no shit, man. Terry and I blither about it all the time. Well, we're going to just put it in print and try to get more people reading and learning and understanding it. Yeah. I think that's the key. So, you know, it's got a couple of really cool feature articles in it. It's got an international piece because we do address BSL in England as well as in the U.S. We've got fabulous contributors. At any rate, I hope everyone will click the link on Bark Radio and go to the website where you can subscribe to the magazine. It's free. And
good
we
price.
That's a good price, man. And we just hope to kind of educate and give folks some good reads.
Yeah, I've had a sneak preview, and it's awesome. I mean, Dee's done a phenomenal job.
Yeah, it's way fun, and we know so many fabulous people, Terry. And I'm going and revisiting them and just getting to know them a little bit better in depth.
Yeah.
It's great stuff.
It's cool. I'm looking forward to it. Now, that's coming out second week in January?
January 10th, we launch.
Cool.
Yep. Woohoo!
We'll have links up on Bark Radio, and we'll be promoting it through Twitter and Facebook, too.
All righty. Is that it?
I think that's it.
You all have a great day now.
Bye.